All right. I need to record it.
No one's on.
Are we early or is this the right time or what? Okay. All right, so you have the Gemara and Brachos. He told you what we're doing? Told you to say
it? Yeah.
Okay, so it starts the fourth line on from the top. I'm Rav Yehuda Marav. Okay, anyone want to read? Go ahead, let's do it. Did anyone prepare this at all?
I didn't get a chance to prepare the whole Gemara.
All right, good. I'll help you along. Go ahead, read.
All right. I'm Rav Yehuda Marav. Hamotzi kilayim bivigdo poshtan afilu b'shuk.
Okay, so the guy finds that he's wearing shotness. He's got to get naked immediately in the street. Okay? No questions. So the Gemara is a little bothered by that. My time, huh? Go ahead.
My time, ain't chachma bein tuna bein itzel neged Hashem.
Okay, so this is a pasuk in Mishlei, where Shlomo HaMelech says that a person can't offer any kind of wisdom, understanding, any advices when it's antithetical to what? To the Torah. And if you look in Rashi, ain't chachma chashuva neged Hashem. There's nothing that you can offer that's valuable when it's contrary to halacha. So halacha says lo silbash bege kalayim, right? You can't wear any kind of shotness. And a guy discovers, he's in the middle of the street and he discovers he's wearing shotness. So what's the halacha demand? Rip it off. Even at the expense of what? Your own personal human dignity, right? Because Gemara says, go ahead, kol makom. Right. So it's a chil Hashem. If someone openly and overtly is wearing shotness in public, because it's contrary to the gezeiras hamakom. So that's really a chil Hashem, right? Okay. Because we're assuming, even if you were wearing a bishogeg, and now you discover it, so now it becomes mazed. So if it's mazed, it's a chil Hashem. So what's the obvious question you have?
What would be a bigger chil Hashem if you took it off?
Okay. That's, would it be a chil Hashem when you took it off? All right, so obviously, from that question, it would seem that it's not, right? That the Gemara would do, otherwise you wouldn't, right? So you have to understand why not. That's good. And what else, what other inference, what other question should be bothering you? When you say it's a chil Hashem if you took it off, so what does that mean? That person going ahead and being naked in public would be something which we would see. If you say it's a chil Hashem, so then the inference be that we connect halacha also, right? We connect halacha. So what kind of halacha is it? So it would be kavod abrios, right? Simply kavod abrios. And to make the question stronger, in Parshas Kitsese, the halacha is if someone is chayiv skila, so there's a halacha that you hang them up after you sell them the body publicly. But the pasuk says lo selling, you can't leave him overnight. Why? Because when you leave the person and the person was naked when they did skila also, but the problem is that it will be a bizayon to the person. And Rashi says in Kiseitze that a bizayon, it's the man is made the musta yukno shelboro. He's made in the image of his creator. And it would be mezalzal kavod melech. And if by going ahead and letting the corpse rot and letting him stay in that situation would be a bizayon to borei olam. So you see an amazing thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chas al kavod abrios. Right, and that principle is a principle min haTorah. So how do we disregard that principle? A person is not taking off his clothing because he wants to disregard halacha, but on the contrary, we know kavod abrios is a very big theme in the Torah. Why are we disregarding it? I mean, it's not as though the guy's leaving the clothing on purpose because he wants to flaunt the mitzvahs of the Torah, that overtly he wants to rebel and say the Torah is too onerous for me. That's not what that's not his interest. His interest is human dignity. You know, he'll go five steps over to the building and he'll take it off. Well, he's two steps away from the building. I have to take it off right here. What's going on? Very difficult. And in order to go ahead And to answer this difficulty, they quote a pasuk from Shlomo Melech Mishlei, "Ein chachma ben tivuna ve'ein etzah neged Hashem." So the question is obvious. I mean, no one's offering chachmas here. Just one halacha as opposed to another halacha. Well, I mean, what's the Gemara demand such a drastic action? Right? Very difficult. Very difficult. So quickly, I'll catch you up, Dr. J. Quickly, what we just said is that if a person's wearing shatness in public and he discovers he's wearing shatness, he has to rip it off. Even at the expense of his personal dignity, he's going to be arum, he has to take it off. And the question we ask is, okay, a person is not overtly going against the Torah halacha, he's concerned about Kavod HaBrias. Kavod HaBrias is a theme in the Torah. So why does that get disregarded in the face of Klayim? Let him walk into the building 5 steps away. And the Gemara tries to pacify us by quoting a pasuk from Shlomo HaMelech Mishlei that says, "Ein chokhma v'ein tvuna v'ein etzah neged Hashem." That there's no wisdom that's worth anything, Rashi says, chashuva, there's nothing worthwhile that you can go ahead and say that will, negate a halacha. But the obvious question is, we're not doing any, it's a halacha consideration. Kavod HaBrias is a halacha consideration. How do we disregard it? Yeah.
I mean, to bring a further proof is that there's a Gemara in Kedushin that says that if you wear shatnez with tzitzis, you are allowed to wear that. That because of the mitzvah of tzitzis, you disregard shatnez.
Is that true? I thought that the halachas you're not allowed to wear. You mean because of sheva al tas? I don't know. I'm not familiar with the Gemara. I thought that there's a halacha with the Kohen Gadol or something of his big day shanis. I didn't know about that. Possible.
The difference may be,
yes,
on his hand, he didn't do it to himself.
Right. Yeah, but
the person who's wearing shanis, he's doing it to himself.
Yeah, okay, but the real problem is, who are we hanging, and who is it? It's a Russia. It's a guy who's Michal Shabbos for Fasius. He gets Gila. He's a Russia. And yet, the Torah of Boreolam is Chas al Kvodo, and he's a Russia. All this guy did was he went out Peshogeg. He's wearing Kalayim. Now he discovers it. And he has to rip it off in public. And he was just Shogeg. Over there, on the contrary, it makes it more difficult. Over there, the guy was a Russia. He was Michal Shabbos Fasi. He was Mechayev Skila Minat Torah. and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chas al Kvodo. Very difficult. All right, we're going to come back to all these questions. Let's just go further. It just gets more difficult as we go on.
Okay.
Meisveh?
Is that Meisveh?
Yeah,
Meisveh. Okay. Cover us on Meisveh. Chazru v'lefnehen beis drachen. Echas tohura v'achas tmeya.
Okay.
Baba tohura ba'ain imo b'tohura. Baba tmeya ba'ain imo b'tmeya.
Mishum kvodo. So the question is, we're talking about, I guess, a Kohen, so he's allowed to become a Tamei because of Kavod HaBrias, because he wants to offer comfort to the person who's mourning the dead, who's the Avel. So the question is, how can he violate the halacha? It's a halacha midaraisa that he can't be metamei, lo satamo. Kohen's not allowed to become Tamei. So what do we say? Am I layman chacham v'etumun neged Hashem? Right? That's the question. So the Gemara, we can skip the next few lines. The Gemara goes through a bunch of different cases of Tumah, and really it comes to the conclusion, the Gemara says, that all those cases are talking about Tumah d'Rabbanan. And if it's a Tumah d'Rabbanan, you see, so then the halacha is, you can disregard Tumah d'Rabbanan because of Kavod HaBrios, but Shatnas, we're talking about Shatnas d'Oraisa. But if in fact, the Rishonim say, who is Kalayim d'Rabbanan, then clearly the person wouldn't have to strip naked, okay? But the question is, I mean, we have a principle. If ein chachma v'ein tivuna v'ein etzah neged Hashem, kol d'tikun d'rabbanan kein d'oraisa. I mean, why do we disregard the rabbanan? And the Rav always said, I mean, a person can't go ahead and pick and choose. The rabbanan is just as incumbent upon a person as a law of Minat Torah. So why is that? Why should it be any different? But that's just the beginning point. Just if you skip down to Tashma, you'll see why it's even a greater problem. Because the Rabbanan, every time you violated the Rabbanan, it's not simply the Rabbanan. And the Gemara will bring it up right now. Go ahead, Tashma, you see it?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Tashma. Gadol l'kavod Rabbi Yosef Doch as lo tasei b'Torah Shabbat Torah.
Right.
Right,
so there's a blanket statement that they bring down that says that Kavod HaBrios is so important that it'll push you off a Lo Saseh Min HaTorah. And that statement is clearly contrary to our case by Kalayan, right? And we say in Chochmah Vein Tvuna, it's a problem. So along comes, go ahead, Tirgamah
Ravar
Shava.
Ravar Shava Kamida Rav Kana. Alav de lo sasser achichu aleha. Alav de lo sasser daraisahi.
Okay. So they achichu aleha means they laughed at him. They said alav de lo sasser daraisahi. What happened? He said this in the base medrash, and they laughed at him. So why did they laugh at him? So Rashi tells you they thought what he was saying was that it's really where the rabbanon are interpreting a halacha, and the Rabbanan are telling you that it's a halacha min HaTorah. And they were laughing at Barav Shava because they thought that he was saying that that's a Doraisa. And they're saying, that's not a Doraisa. That's only the Rabbanan. Where the Rabbanan interpret the address of a halacha, and they say this address is a Torah address, that doesn't make it a halacha de Rabbanan. It's still a Doraisa. So they laughed at him. But look what Rav Kahana says. Go ahead.
Amar Rav Kahana, Gavra Rabba, Amar Milsa.
Yeah, Gavra Rabba. He don't laugh. He Rav Bar Shava, who just happened to walk into the base measures today, he's a Gavra Rabba. He deserves respect. He is a great man. And Milsa lo techichole, right? Go ahead. And it's something that you shouldn't laugh at him. Why?
Kol mili derabanan. Asmachinu alav de lo sasar.
Say, right. So he's saying, don't laugh at him. He's right. There is a lav min HaTorah which gets docha. What's the lav? Lo sasar. Because any time the Rabbanan say something and you violate the principle of the Rabbanan, you're also over a lav min HaTorah, the lav of lo sasar. So he's saying, so you see, if you're going to wear Klayim, which is only the Rabbanan, and the Halacha is Klayim the Rabbanan, Kavod HaBrios pushes away Klayim the Rabbanan, you don't have to strip naked if you're wearing Klayim the Rabbanan. So you see, even though you're over the Lav Min HaTorah of Lo Sasur, we see that what? Kavod HaBrios pushes it aside. Kavod HaBrios pushes it aside. So the obvious question is, okay, it's very nice, but what's the difference? The bottom line is you're over a daraisa. Why should that daraisa be different than the inherent daraisa of what? Lo silbash klayim. Why is it any different? Take a look at Rashi. It's an interesting Rashi. Ksiv lo sasar. It's three lines up where it says menachos on the left-hand side. But the kashi lechu, the karle lo sasar mishum ksiv lo sasar. But the kashi lechu do raisi. I'm sorry. The kashi lechu do raisi. I'll ask you a question, but it is a do raisa. And Rabbanan, look what he says, Rashi. Achulu likrayu laval devrayim. They were mochel likrayu, their kavod. The Rabbanan were mochel their kavod, where it's a do Rabbanan. Hechadikal kavod abrios. He says, and he quotes a principle. A person's out in the woods and he has no toilet paper, so he can go ahead and pick up a rock. All Isurim Darabanan, you're allowed to be over because of Kavod HaBrios. But you see what he calls it. He says an interesting thing. Why? He doesn't say that it takes precedence, Kavod HaBrios. But what does he say? The Rabbanan will mochel their kavod. In other words, it's Asur, but the Rabbanan had to come along. And they were mochel their kavod because of Kavod HaBrios. They were mochel their kavod because it's their law. And they said, we allow you to disregard our laws, and Kavod HaBrios takes precedence. It's an interesting thing. He says mochel al kavodo. You have a Rambam here? Take a look at the Rambam. Where's the Rambam? Bring me a Rambam. Take a look. Read it. In Hilchos Kalayim. Perek Yud Halacha Chaf Tes. Go ahead, read it. You can read it out loud.
Chaf Tes.
I think it is, yeah. Per Gid Halacha Chavtes. I gave this shear. I give a shear every year. Pesach, since the Rav died, is a Yahrzeit shear every Pesach. So this is a shear I gave. So I just took my notes because I haven't looked at it since Pesach. Okay, go ahead.
Haroah kilayim shel Torah al chavero.
Right.
Afilo hayam halich b'shuk kofetz lo v'karlo alav miyad.
Yeah, so he says, you don't need to have to rip it off, someone else can rip it off of you. Okay, go ahead. It's an amazing thing. Even if it's his Rosh Yeshiva, and his Rosh Yeshiva is wearing shatnas in public, rip off his clothing. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I will see that next.
Okay.
What's the magic word? Nitcha b'nei kavod habrios. It's nitcha, which means that what? Kavod HaBrios takes precedence over Nisr Drabbanan. It's Nitcha, it's pushed off. What did Rashi say? Rashi didn't say Nitcha. Rashi says they were Mochel. In other words, they had to be Mochel. It doesn't automatically take priority. What kind of machlokas is that? According to the Rambam, if you have an Nisr Drabbanan, you have Kavod HaBrios, Kavod HaBrios automatically pushes off the Nisr Drabbanan. According to Rashi, Mochel. They have to be mochel. It doesn't automatically take precedence.
What does it mean they have to be mochel?
It means that they were mochel on the kavod. They said, it means that Chachamim said, Rashi said, the Chachamim said that any time we have an Issur Rabbanan and it's against kavod HaBrios, they were mochel on their kavod, meaning their promulgation of a halacha, and they said you can disregard it because of kavod HaBrios.
Right.
But from Rashi, the inference is clear. That they have to go, they gave permission for that. They said our system is subordinated to Kavod HaBrios. Rambam says they didn't have to do nothing. It's a simple principle. Kavod HaBrios is a Doraisa, it's Docha Drabbanon. Well, why does Rashi have to say they're Mochel al Kavod, L'chayu al Kriyo, that they have to be Mochel on their Kavod?
And your Kavod HaBrios is Doraisa.
Kavod HaBrios is a theme in the Torah, because if you see in Kiseitse, where it says Lo Salin, it says Dmus Diyukno. So it seems that it's a principle midoraisa. It's a principle, that's what most of the Rishonim hold. It's a theme midoraisa. It's a theme midoraisa. There's no chia, but it's a theme midoraisa.
The Rishonim bring up that it's actually Kavod HaBrios in those cases?
Oh, that case clearly is because it says a person can't be left alone because of Kavod HaBrios, because the corpse will rot, and because also he was naked, in Skila. So they say, because a man is made, the Mustayukno shall bore olam, and the Kaddish Baruch Hu Chas. So they say it's Doraisa, it's a theme in the Torah. Kavod HaBrios is a theme for Pritus, all this stuff.
Right.
It's a theme, there's no specific one of the, Minyan HaMitzvos, but it's clearly a theme in Doraisa. Otherwise, why would it be Doha? Clearly, from the Rambam. So the question is, what kind of machlokas is that? What's machlokas? Very strange machlokas. I'm sorry, you want to say anything?
I don't know, I'm just thinking
go ahead.
If you have another mitzvah that would go up against
Kavod HaBrios,
then Rashi might have something.
Well, we know if you're wearing, halacha is, if you're wearing shatnas derabbanan, right?
Yeah.
So the halacha is that Kavod HaBrios takes precedence. You don't strip naked. It's only shatnas d'oraisa. So therefore, why? So Rashi says, because mochel akvodo. He says in all those cases where it Kavod HaBrios, he says the person's out in the on Shabbos, he's in the middle of the desert, and he doesn't have toilet paper.
So
what does he do? So an evan is muksa d'rabbanan. So he can use the evan and to wipe himself. And they allow you to go over and then mochel al kavodo because of Kavod HaBrios. It means the Chachamim allowed you to go ahead and be over their Isurim because otherwise it lacks Kavod HaBrios.
So we want to know why that Rashi says they were mochel al kavodo.
I want to say we're mochel. Why don't we just say like the Rambam says? The Rambam says it's hudcha. It automatically takes precedence because Kavod HaBrios is Doraisa. It's the same Doraisa. So it pushes off. It automatically subordinates. The Chacham, and the way Rashi says it, the inference is that they built into their system that they said, these are our halachos, and you see in all these cases, that what? We are mochel, and Kavod HaBriyos will take precedence. The question is, what kind of machlokas is that?
Kavod HaBriyos is a los haasei, correct?
Kavod HaBriyos, I don't know if it's a los haasei. I think Kavod HaBriyos is what we would call a philosophical theme in the Torah. It's not really a los haasei. I would say it's a theme in our Torah. Go ahead.
Lo Tassur is a Lo Tassur.
It's not Kavod HaBriyos. Lo Tassur, it means that any time you violate anything the Rabbanon, you're also over a violative of a Doraisa.
Right.
But if the Chachamim go ahead
and let you, then yes, it's fine.
Okay, but, so you want to say that they have to let you because otherwise you'd be over a Doraisa.
Exactly.
Of Lo Tassur. And what does the Rambam hold there?
And the Rambam would say, it's really not a problem because the rabbis would say that Kavod HaBriyos takes precedence and it doesn't matter that they don't have to be mochel on the Kavod HaBriyos.
No, but why is it docha? Your question, you have to ask your question fully. So why should it be docha if it's doraisa? How can it be docha? You have the Rabbanan and you have the Lo Tassur doraisa of Lo Tassur.
All right, so then it's obviously more than one mitzvah of just Kavod HaBriyos.
Well, what's the other mitzvah?
So,
just because it doesn't fit into your answer doesn't mean that it's obvious. No, but you do have a good point, and we'll get to the answer. We'll get back to it. It is a good approach. It is a good approach. Okay, but basically, you see the problems in the sugya. I mean, it's a very difficult. I mean, what's going on? What is this Kavod HaBriyos? But we're not finished yet. There are more problems. Go ahead. Go further. Good.
Gemara.
Let's go further in the Gemara. Back to the Gemara. We're going to come back. We're going to have to define this machlokas between the Rambam and Rashi. Tashimav Hisalamta.
Tashimav Hisalamta.
Hisalamta Mehem. Pa'amim.
Pa'amim Shah Tamisalim Mehem. Pa'amim Shina Tamisalim.
Right, so it says Hashav Teshivim. Lo Sucha Lasalim. You're not allowed to look away from a lost article, but there are times it says, but there are times that a person does look away. The Torah says Hisalamta. So the inference is that in fact, there are times when a person doesn't have to do Hashavas Aveda, he can look away. So when are those times? Haketad, go ahead.
Okay, so the Imhaya Kohen, the Hebe Beis Hakvaros.
Right.
The Imhaya Zaken, the Ina Lefi Kvodo, Oshahaisa Melachto Meruba,
Mishel Chavero.
So
in those cases, let's take the case of a Zaken. A Zaken in the Ina Lefi Kvodo, it's beneath his dignity to go ahead and get it. So there's a halacha midoraisa hashev teshivim, but yet it lacks his Kavod HaBriyos, and they say he doesn't have to do it. So I mean, so you see, Kavod HaBriyos takes precedence over Benat Torah. So what's the Gemara's questioning? You would think that that's less of a disgrace than the guy stripping naked in public, but yet what do they say that a zaken and ain't a lefik vodo? He doesn't have to do Hashavas Aveda. Very strange. So what does the Gemara answer? So he said, no, that's different because the Torah says V'Yisalamta Mehem. Because the Torah openly says V'Yisalamta, but that doesn't make sense. Gemara goes on. So why don't we learn out from that? Good, so that should be the precedent. Since the Torah tells you V'Yisalamta, so what does it tell you? It tells you that the covet of a Zaken takes precedence over Doraisa. So that should be in all cases, even in Klayim. Kavachomer, in fact. I mean, that's greater in dignity for a person to be stripped naked. So let's learn from that.
So you're going to say you're going to use this case as a binyan av for all
That's correct. Exactly right. Where do you go to school?
Yeshiva High School.
Ah, in Boca?
Yeah.
Ah, okay, very good. Binyan av. They give you the basics there, huh? Okay, so it's a binyan av. That's correct. They use it for all other cases. That's correct. That's the Gemara's question. But what does the Gemara answer? Right. Because you can't learn it out. You can't use this as a binyan av because Hashav Teshivim is an Isser Mamonis. So what does that mean? So look at Rashi. Mamona.
Mamona Kalmi Yisura.
Because Mamona is more lenient than Isurim. Okay. That might be very powerful statement in certain segments of the community, especially the segments that I've been doing business with lately in the Hasidic world, where people put business ethics, they say it's not as important as Isur Mimonis, Kal. It's less stringent. It's more lenient. Mimimona. Well, what's that? What kind of business is that? You have a right to pick and choose what is more incumbent than other mitzvahs? What does it mean? Kal is Mimonis, Kal Meisura. How's it Kal Meisura? A person has to observe it just as much? What was he just going to disregard it? What's Rashi trying to tell you? It's the both Doraisas. Hashem Deshivim is Doraisa and Nisar of Lo Silbash Bega Klayim is Doraisa. But you can tell me Lo Silbash Bega Klayim is more chamer than Hashem Deshivim. Why? Because Mimona is Kal Meisura? What kind of business is that? That's like a strange thing. I mean, yeah, we like to think that when it comes to tax time or some other reasons, but I mean, let's be honest. Very difficult statement. Since when can you pick and choose between mitzvahs and say, oh, Isurim, I'll be very firm. Comes to money, different world. I mean, many people might want to use this as a riot to certain lifestyles, but it's clearly not the case. So what does Rashi mean? Very difficult, Rashi. Very, very difficult. Plain pshat is just, it's astounding. It's astounding. Right? It's a very difficult Rashi. Okay. We're not done. The more problems. Okay. Right.
Yachol yachzor
v'yitma, you might. Right. So yachol k'shem shem etam lehem, kach etam lel mes mitzvot. Talmud lachos v'lachosu deman einam etam. Yav etam el mes mitzvot. What's going on? Very difficult. So take a look at Rashi. Rashi is going to explain it. Lachos ma talmud lomar. Got it?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Right, so when a Nazir takes on his oath, the halacha is a Nazir can't be metame, just like a Kohen. And that pasuk, the samach, lo yitama. And right next to it, it says he can't come tame, he can't even become tame to his father, to his mother, to his brother, to his sister, lo yitama lehem.
How come we're being more strict?
Nazir than a Kohen. That's a good question. I don't know what to think about. Wait, that.
Does a Nazir still allow you to go with your spouse? Children, because it only excludes.
Could be. I don't know. I have to look it up in Hilchos Naziris. Could be. It's a separate area. It's a good question. But look what the Rashi says. The Hakulo.
The Hakulo Bechlal al Nefesh Mis Lo Yavo.
Right.
V'lama Yatzu La'aviv.
So why does it tell you? So Rashi wants to know, why does it tell us all these four cases? Aviv, Imo, just say, you know, just say relatives, whatever. So what does he tell you?
Probably mitzvah.
So the first one, Aviv, tells you, La'aviv, you can't be metame. But a nazir can be metame for a meis mitzvah. It's an amazing thing. Can be metame for a family, for his father. But yet, if he's walking in the road and no one's around and he sees a corpse that is going to decay, he's allowed to go ahead and mimatame himself and bury the meis mitzvah. Okay, next, Limo.
Limo, matam lomar, mishum
meis mitzvah lo itzra. Why? Demlo aviv nafkele, right? V'darshi le b'sifri lo moshemo yinasa zek kohen, the havi le shtei kedushos, afu lomiso. He's saying, who the lo yitame? So you can't tell me it's telling me it's mitzvah, because that's what we learned that from the first one, right? From Lavi. So what's le'imo? So le'imo is telling us that even if this kohen happened, if this nazar happened to be a kohen also, and it would be over two lavim, he still can be metame for a meis mitzvah. So not only can a nazar be metame to a meis mitzvah, but even a kohen. Go ahead.
La'achiv matam lomar, harishay a kohen gadol v'hu nazir, afu la'achiv lo yitama, avon mitamim meis mitzvah.
Okay, so it's an interesting thing. So not only does this guy happen to be a nazir and a kohen, but he's the kohen gadol. Even a meis mitzvah, he can be metame. Go ahead.
La'achosom matam lomar, im inu inyan lezu, Tanehu, Inyan Lemi, Shahulich Lishko des Pisco, Velumos Beno, Shemitami Lemis Mitzvah.
Ah, so that's a binyanov as well. So what's he saying? So we're going to learn out from the last Lashon, a regular case. Yisrael, the halacha is, Yisrael, if it's, he cannot be metame to a relative if it's going to be that he's going to, he can't bring the Karban Pesach. It's an amazing thing. If it's right before his Karban Pesach, he can't be metame to a relative because he's not going to be able to bring the Karban Pesach because he's metame for 7 days. It's within a week from the Karban Pesach. But this halacha, yeah, I'm sorry.
Is that halacha referring to before Pesach, or is that before Pesach Sheni, and he already missed Pesach?
It seems to be first Pesach. So now it says, the interesting thing is that what? La'aviv u'imo in la'aviv, but for, what about if it's covered of brios? If it's a it's corpse lying on the ground, and it's a week within Pesach? So this lashon tells you that what? Covered of brios is docha. The Karban Pesach. It's an amazing thing. So Kavod HaBrios again trumps Tumah even of a relative. It has a higher priority. So now we're back to our question. Go back to the Gemara. Avol Matameh Ulameis Mitzvah. So you see that a Nazir and a Kohen, and not only those guys, but even for Karban Pesach, right? Which would person, if he doesn't bring Karban Pesach, can be subject to an Issachares. But yet, what's the halacha? He has to be Matame. So the Gemara asks, Am I
Lema in Chachma, means Muna Minitza, the Negar Hashem?
Right. Again, same thing. Why is this different? Why does Kavod HaBrios again trump the Isser Tumah Midoraisa when we say, Ain't Tvuna Vinitza, the Negar Hashem? Doesn't Kalayim in public. So go ahead. So what does he say?
Shani hasam dichsiv lachoso.
It says lachoso. Because it says lachoso. So it's a specific limud. So in the Gemara again says, oh, it should be v'ligma minei. So let's learn out from there. Just like over there, Kavod HaBrios, you want to say trumps tumah d'oraisa. So Kavod HaBrios should trump kalayim and all these other mitzvahs too. Right? That should be the paradigm. So what does he say?
Shiv al tase shani.
Right. Sheval Tase Shane. Why? What does he mean, Sheval Tase? Let's take a look in Rashi. What does he say?
Varm Ram Vitiru Lakor Davar Torah, Vipne Sia, Vipne Kavod HaBrios. Hecha Deinu Oker Davar Bemaisa.
Maisa Yadayim. Ella?
Ella Yoshev Mkomo. Vidavar Torah Nekar Me'alav can go into Kiyas Shofar V'lulav B'Shabbos.
Okay, so we can stop there. So what's Rashi telling you? He's telling you there's a principle of Sheval Tase, right? We know the halacha is that a person may Yavi Renu Dalar Amos Brishas Arabim. They're concerned about that. So what do they tell you when it comes to lulav on Shabbos? Stay home. Don't carry a lulav. Don't carry it to shul. Why? Because you might be over in Nisidor Raisa. So the Chachamim can go ahead, because it's not antithetical to a Doraisa inherently. All they're just telling you is, sit back and don't do it. So similarly over here, they're telling you, sit back and don't do the Karban Pesach. What's the obvious question?
They're telling you to get up and be Matamei Mis Mitzvah, or?
Because over here, what do you mean sitting back? You're not sitting back. You're getting up and doing Mace Mitzvah. This is not Sheval Tase. What's the Gemara talking about Sheval Tase Shani? This is not Sheval. Yeah, very nice with the Karban Pesach when it comes time for Karban Pesach. But how did you get Tameh? But Ma'oker B'Yadayim Yituma. So what is he saying that it's different because of Sheval Tase? Very, very strange. I mean, it's like an amazing question. What's going on? How does he call this a Sheval Tase, being passive? You're not being passive. You overtly have to go ahead and you're being, they say, you can be Matame to Kavod HaBrios. That's an open action. What's going on? Now, it's interesting. If you look in Rashi, he will say, you see a few more lines down after the Beis, he says, the Mikara Kishen Nichtav Lo Sase the Tumah, when the Torah tells you, the lo sase dem tumor lo al meis mitzvah nichtav kashem shel lo nichtav al akrovim. Rashi wants to say that Kavod HaBrios is a specific exclusion from the lav of Lo Satame. It's a specific exclusion. That whenever the Torah says, talks about Tumah, and you can't, Kohen can't be Tameh, and a Nazir can't be Tameh, this specifically the Torah excludes Nazir. That's what he wants to say. That it's like Hutra. That Kavod HaBrios is Hutra. There's no Isser by a Nazir. It's a specific exclusion. Tosas is very bothered by that. Take a look at Tosas. Sheva'al Tase.
Sheva'al Tase. Yibdim Tomer Nazir V'Kohen Gadol.
Okay, forget that. But Tirutz Rashi, but what does Rashi want to hold? The Kro Galilan.
The Kro Galilan, the Lav, the Lo Yitma, Lo Nemar, Gabi Meis, Mitzvah.
Tosas says, Rashi says that what? That when it says Lo Yitame, Meis Mitzvah is an exclusion. But Tosas says Lo Nehira. Doesn't make any sense to me. Doesn't make sense. Okay, forget reason why it doesn't make sense. But if it doesn't make sense, so the question is, so then why can a Nazir and a Kohen be Matame for Kavod HaBrios? If it's not a specific exclusion like Rashi says, when it says Lo Yitame, it specifically the Torah excludes, so now question is back. So now how can a Kohen and a Nazir be Matame for Kavod HaBrios? What are we saying? Chachma Vein Tvuna Ein Eitzel, you can't offer rationalizations. How can you Kavod HaBrios take precedence over a Nisr to be Matame for a Kohen and a Nazir? What's going on? Doesn't make any sense. So what does he answer? Elanira. Second to the last line in the Tosafot.
Elanira diminazir logamina.
Why?
Dema lenazir shekin yishnu
b'shela. Yishnu b'shela. What does that mean? Because a nazir is a neder, right? And he could be mashal the neder. So he wants to say, you want to say that you should learn out from a Nazir that he can be Metame. So you see that Kavod HaBrios takes precedence over Deraisa, and you want to learn out from other Reisa. No. Nazir you can't learn from. Because Nazir, he could be Mater as Nether. That's what Toso says. So the question is, what does that mean? But right now, is he Mater as Nether? When he was Metame, was he a Nazir? He was a Nazir when he was Metame. Well, who cares what he could have done? And my grandmother had, what's going on? What does he mean that you can't learn out because he could be Mashal? Why does that play any role right now? According to Tosas, according to Rashi, you don't have these questions because he says, Minat Torah, this is a specific exclusion for Kavod HaBrios. Tosas says, no, there's no exclusion. But there's a reason why Nazir can. Why? Because Nazir can be Matar as Neder. Okay, it's very nice. He has that ability. But right now, there's an Issim in HaTorah Lo Yitame. And you're saying that Kavod HaBrios takes precedence. How can Kavod HaBrios take precedence? How's that possible? Right? So he wants to say because he can be made Matar as Neder. Very strange answer. Go ahead. Next one. And now we have the Kohen also. He says a Kohen too can be Matame. So he says, but no. By Kohen you can't learn from either. Why? Okay, because he wants to say the Isser of Tumah only applies to a Kohen. It doesn't apply to regular mortals, right? To Yisrael, it doesn't apply. It's not Shavu L'Kol. It's not Isser Tumah doesn't apply to everybody else. Okay, but again, the question is, but right now, the Kohen, it's incumbent upon the Kohen Lo Yitama. And what are you telling him? Kavod HaBrios trumps it. So you see, the Kavod HaBrios takes precedence over Nisr D'Oraisa. So why not by Kliyim? I mean, so who cares if a Yisrael doesn't have to? But right now, is it less incumbent on a Kohen just because his friend, the Yisrael, can't be Tameh? It's like very, very strange. What's going on? Those are all the questions in the Sugya. Difficult, difficult Sugya. Right? Okay. We have 15 minutes, I think we can do it. I think there's one answer, really. If we understand the concept of Kavod HaBrios, I think we can, and what's really going on with Ein Chachma, Ein Tvuna, Ein Eitzah, it's a basic philosophical principle, I think, that the Gemara, the Chazal, are teaching us. And if we understand it, I think we'll be able to answer all our questions. One idea. Yeah. So if you look in Mishle, on the Pasuk of Ein Chachma, Ein Tvuna, Ein Eitzel, and Eged Hashem, I'm going to read you a Metzudas David. The Metzudas David says, Ein Chachma, Ein Tvuna, Ein Eitzel, and Eged Hashem, Lo yoel shum chachma ve'etza levatel gezeres ha'makom. There's no any kind of intellectual rationalization that you can offer is insignificant when it comes to being abrogating gezeres ha'makom. Right? When you have a decree me'es Hashem, no human logic, whether it be a chachma or etza or tvuna, none of it makes any sense. You cannot rationalize gezeres ha'makom. What's he trying to tell you? What are Chazal trying to tell you? Chazal is trying to tell you an amazing statement. The statement is, when you have a halacha of wearing klayim min haTorah and it's usur, right? And that's a halacha midoraisa. And now you can't do it, so a person has to strip naked. What does it mean? And the Gemara goes out of its way to choosing the most ridiculous case, because what's a person going to say? They got to go behind this wall. It's two steps away. What kind of business is that? No one's going to see me. I'm going to be so embarrassed in the public humiliation. Just walk to, right? So Gemara picked the most ridiculous case, because how often is this going to happen? But it wants to show you an idea. What's the Gemara trying to tell you? Of course you have to get naked. But that doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He asked the question, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo solon. Of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about Kavod HaBrios. The fact by all these cases where you see Tumah and all these other things, a person surrenders himself for Kavod HaBrios. The halacha klaim is not inherently antithetical to Kavod HaBrios. We come up with a crazy case. But it doesn't matter. What the halacha tells you is, if the strict letter of the law is such, if the halacha midoraisa is that you can't wear beged klaim, so that's it. What does it mean, en chachma? Because the person's going to rationalize. He said, my personal dignity, I just go behind. What's it trying to tell you? En chachma bein tun vein etzel neged Hashem means that personal considerations play no role when it comes to gzeres ha'makom. When someone approaches avodas Hashem and he accepts the Torah mitzvos, that is the only objective reality. That is reality. You're going to say to me it makes no sense? Who are you? How can you make sense? Who are you even to Borei Olam, the creator of the world, of infinite Chachma? Man is limited. We're here for a short time. I mean, you see, man can't even understand how a cell works. And he's going to try to question Torah, which is the most metaphysical, abstract system, where every mitzvah is there to perfect an individual. Every single mitzvah is there for man's benefit. And you're going to question him? Ein chachma, yeah, and that's why it says ein chachma ein etzah tvuna, because you're going to try the most rationalizations when your own personal kavod. I'm naked two steps. You'll try to offer any kind of rationality. Shlomo Melchus is telling you ein chachma ein etzah tvuna. Like Mitzvah says, you can't offer nothing can be done mevatel gezeres ha'makom. Personal dignity, personal concerns have no concern when you're faced of the absolute reality. Like Albert Einstein said, he said that human logic is the greatest gift that we have, and we have to cherish it. It's our most valuable possession. He says, but it's laughable in the face of the absolute knowledge. It's laughable in the face of absolute knowledge when you look around the universe. It means in front of God, and that's clearly Chazal's concept, and that's what Shlomo HaMelech is telling you. He says that when it comes to these things, you can't, that's the most ridiculous thing. You can't understand it. Why? I can't walk two steps. Your concern for your own human dignity plays no role. And don't think HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares for human dignity. We see, even in Russia, you can't hang him up and let him stay overnight. But this is a case where a person, the Torah doesn't give you the matter. You can't go and create the matter. That's not allowed. A person can't, when? When it's neged Hashem. That's the key. And chachma bein tun vein etzah, when it's antithetical and it's totally opposite, it's tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will be bizayon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if a person, where do we see that in the Navi? Who manifests this concept that human dignity plays no role when it comes to Kavod HaBrios? Where do you see it? David Melech Mashiach. What happened with David HaMelech? They were going ahead and they would bring the Yaron from the fields back to Beis HaMikdash. And what does it say? David HaMelech was dancing. What's the pasuk? He was dancing with all his koach. What does it say? He was... Yep, he says David HaMelech was... He was Mefazer Makari. He was dancing and jumping, and Chazal say he even exposed himself. Mefazer Makar Lifnei Hashem. And what happened? Michal Bashal Sorim. Bativaz Lo Baliba. She said, how can the Melech cover a Melech? He said, you're going, and she confronted him, and she said to him, how can you go ahead and be Nigla Hayom Leinei Amos? How can you reveal yourself in front of the maidservants? And she rebuked him, Melech Yisrael, how can you go ahead and do it? And what's David's answer? He says, you thought that I would be shuffled by any Amos, that I am making myself base in front of the maidservants? No. It's kavod, because I'm giving kavod to Aaron Hashem, to Neged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what David HaMelech was showing is, in face of the absolute reality, one's personal dignity, one's personal concern for the self is totally insignificant. It can't even be a consideration. Even the greatest king at the time, the most powerful man in the world, Lifnei Aaron Hashem, insignificant. And the Rambam echoes the sentiment. The Rambam, when he talks about it in Avodasa, in the end of Hilchos Lulav, you know, the Rambam in each one of the Perakim, at the end he always gives a philosophical overview of the Perak. So at the end of Hilchos Lulav, he says it's an interesting thing. The simcha that a person has when he's serves God is a tremendous avoda. V'chol hamoneya atzmo meisimcha zu, and someone who doesn't want to be misameach, he's concerned about his own personal kavod, roily for mimenu. He's worthy to be punished for it, because it says, shenema tachas eshol lovatas Hashem besimcha v'tov leivav. V'chol hamagis daito, v'chol le kavod la'atzmo. Anyone who's concerned about his own kavod in the presence of what? Halacha, in the presence of being Oved Hashem, Chote v'shote. He's a Chote and a Shote. Va'alzeh hizir Shlomo, va'amar al tis'arde lifnei HaMelech. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech says, you can't have any arrogance before Hashem. And then it quotes the Pasuk, David, mefazer u'makarker lifnei Hashem. David HaMelech. What it's telling us is, when you have a situation where you are neged Hashem, where there is opposite HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning that there's an overt mitzvah min HaTorah, personal dignity plays no role, because you're insignificant. You're omed lifnei Hashem. Your own personal considerations play absolutely no role, and that's what the pasuk is telling you. And that's why it chooses the craziest case. I don't think it probably never happened, you know, where a person has stripped naked, but it picks that most ridiculous case to demonstrate the idea, because that's a case where it would be total debasement of the individual, but it is not a consideration when it's connected halacha. It's an amazing thing. And I think with that principle, we can really answer all our questions. All our questions go aside. Why? Well, first of all, because it's only neged Hashem when it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, right? So if it's the Rabbanon, then of course, kavod abrios. Takes precedence. Kavod Abrios is the theme d'oraisa. We see that from Lo Sullen. You see that. Oh, you'll tell me Lo Sasser? But that's not Neged Hashem. Because what's Neged Hashem when you're wearing Kalayim d'Rabbanon? And you can be Neged. What's Neged Hashem? The Kalayim. That's only accidentally you're over the d'oraisa, because that's the source of the legislation. So when you're going ahead and you're disregarding Kalayim d'Rabbanon, that's not Neged Hashem. Accidentally, you are over in Minat Torah, the Isser of what? Of Lo Sasser, the law of Lo Sasser. But that's not Neged Hashem. It doesn't apply in such a case, because your action is not antithetical to the Torah. It just happens to be you're over d'oraisa, because it's extraneous. That's the case. We're not saying that you can't be over d'oraisa. We're saying it can't be a consideration where it would go and be a bizayon to Hashem, that it would be neged Hashem. And this is only klaim d'rabbanon, so it's not neged Hashem. And the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos is, Rashi holds, even when it's accidental, You see, that you would be over a doraisa, the rabbanon have to go ahead and be mocha. You have to be mocha because it could partake of being against kavod Hashem. The Rambam says no, docha. It's docha because essentially you're only being over what? You're only over being over the rabbanon. That's why his question of lo sasser doesn't apply because according to the Rambam, lo sasser, you're not really essentially being over lo sasser. You are because that's who legislated the halacha. But in terms of your activity, what is it overtly against? It's overtly against the Rabbanon. You can also understand one of the most powerful questions we had, and that was the question about what? Hashavas Aveda, right? It says that a Zaken ain't a Lufei Kvodo, he doesn't have to be Meshav Aveda, oh, it's a Doraisa, so what does Rashi say? No, it's Mamona Kal Meisurim, that Mamonis is more lenient, is less stringent than laws min haTorah. What do you mean it's more? It's less stringent than laws min haTorah? It's just equally as obligatory. What he means in terms of our context. What's our context? Neged Hashem. If you're doing something opposite Hashem. When it comes to Issur Mimona, when you have to return an object to your friend, how does the normal person look at it? Are you doing anything for God? You can never do anything for God. But they look at it in that framework? No, it's interpersonal relay. You're doing something for your fellow man, right? Mamonis, you're taking care. It doesn't overtly, when you look away, they're not going to say, oh, you're going ahead and you're dishing God. You're not dissing God. You're just going ahead and disregarding your friend. But in Issur Min haTorah, Kalayim, that's Neged Hashem. So that's what he means, Kal. It doesn't mean it's more lenient in terms of the obligation. It means, in terms of our context, of Ein Chachma, of Ein Tvuna, of Ein Eitz, Neged Hashem, it lacks the character of Neged Hashem. The amazing, amazing Rashi.
Why? That's the halacha.
Why is that the halacha?
I don't know, but if that's the halacha from Hashem.
Yeah, I know, but it's not. But we said that a person can't consider his personal kavod when it would be something which would look as though he's respecting himself more than he is God. But people don't look at it that way. When people are not returning interpersonal relations, Mamonis, they don't look at it in terms of God. They look at his fellow man. That's why so many people disregard Mamonis. But in terms of our halacha, of Ein Isserve, Ein Chachma, Ein Tzah, when is that? Only when it reflects that the activity you're doing somehow is a degradation to Borei Olam, but people don't look at it that like that. Because why? Because the overwhelming character of the Isser is what? Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Just like when you're over at Strabonin, yeah, it emanates from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the character of what your violation is only the Rabbanon. And here also, the character of your activity is not Neged Hashem. It's like Neged your friend. So therefore, it's not overtly as though you're going ahead and it wouldn't be a Chil Hashem. That's why he said, B'makom Kavod Rav, ain't a Chil Hashem. It would be lacking that character of Chil Hashem. Because people would look at it and they'd say, no, he's just dishing his friend. He's not going to say, oh, he's not a religious man. He's going to say he doesn't care about his friend. That's the way people look at it. So therefore, it wouldn't be lacking. That's what Rashi means by Eino Kal. Yeah. And then the question says, we had the most powerful question is, Sheval Taseh, like Yehuda said, where's the Sheval Taseh? When you can be Matame for Karban Pesach, so they say, oh, you can be Matame for Karban Pesach. Why? Because they're just telling you don't sit back and do the Karban Pesach. What do you mean they're telling you to sit back and go? They told you you can be Matame, that's Oker B'Yadayim. So how does Rashi call it Sheval Taseh? And it's not Sheval Taseh. It clearly is halachni. But it means in terms of our context, it's Sheval Taseh. Because when is it Neged Hashem? At what point is it Neged Hashem? When you're Matame, is that Neged Hashem? No. Because Kavod Abrias. When is it Neged Hashem? It's only Neged Hashem. Because Yisrael can be Matame. It's only Neged Hashem 6 days later when you bring the Karban Pesach. So at that point, what are you doing? You're just sitting back. When someone looks at you not doing the Karban Pesach, they're just saying, oh, Chacham I'm telling you, Sheval Taseh. So it means in terms of our framework, it's Sheval Taseh. Of course, in terms of the strict halachic performance, it's not Sheval Taseh. It's Oker B'Yadayim. But Bizman, when you were Oker B'Yadayim and you became Tami, there was no Issur Yer Yisrael. There's no problem. So that's why he says it's considered like Sheval Taseh. And then we have the question in Tosos. Tosus wants to say, this, unlike Rashi, he says that the Iser Tumah for a Kohen and Nazir, Kavod HaBrios, is not inherently built into the Torah. It's not inherently built into Torah. According to Rashi, the Torah specifically excludes Kavod HaBrios, that you can be Metame for Kavod HaBrios Minat Torah. There's no Iser at all. It's Hutra. A Kohen can be Metame Kavod HaBrios, it's Mutam Min Araiza. Tosus doesn't buy it. And he brings Raias. He doesn't buy it. He says, no, it's because Kavod HaBrios trumps it. So if Kavod HaBrios takes precedence over the Iser Tumah for a Kohen and Nazir, so why don't we use that to learn out that it should take precedence over the Iser Kalayim of stripping naked in public? Why is one more different than the other? So Tosus answers. What did he say? He says, Nazir is different because a guy can be Matir the Neder. But right now he asks, he's not. So what does it mean Matir? Because what he's telling you is people won't look at the activity as inherently so neged Hashem. Why? Because they look at Naziris in a different light, because it's only a situational Isser. That's what it means. Nasser isn't an absolute Isser all the time. It's only in a situation. Give me Matir and Nezer. It means that it won't lack the affront to Borei Olam. It's not an Azaz to Hashem. People won't look at it. Because this whole Isser of Enchach Mein Tvun Mein Eitzah Neged Hashem is the one of Chil Hashem, is an Isser of appearance, of what it appears. It means it's not something which the people will look at as so overtly Neged Hashem, because if you were mocked in the Neder the day before, it wouldn't be such a terrible thing. So Kavod HaBrios he could do. It's not overtly against God, because he can go ahead and be mocked in the Neder. That's the character. The character lacks. Of course, it's just obligatory, but Kavod HaBrios could take precedence there, because it won't create that Chil Hashem of Neged Hashem, because people won't look at it in that framework, because it's only a situational litter. It's a situation. And the same thing with Kohen. He wants to say Kohen is a different aspect. There are two different ways why a person can look at Isurim as not being so drastic. You see, when we know an Isser can't eat Chazer, everyone would say, oh, the guy eats Chazer, terrible thing, right? Because it applies to everybody, there's no way out of it, right? But there are two ways that people can look at something as not being such a terrible thing. One way is, it can be Matir, so it was only a situation. But what's the other way that people, if it's not universal? He says, the Isser Tumah. Okay, Kohen, but me, I can get that. It's not such a terrible thing. You see, Tumah, what it means? Naturally, it means that Tumah is not inherently an evil. The only reason why Tumah, the Kohen can't be Metameh, is because he has to be Royal Avoda. He has to be Royal Avoda. He has to eat Truma. But it's not inherently something which is Neged Hashem. It's not inherently evil. It's not like going ahead and being Mechal Shabbos. It's not like going ahead and being Chazer and surrendering to the instinctual. It's harmful to me. It's all because of a pragmatic thing. It's not Davar Shavu L'chol Nefesh. So you see from the Gemara, we walk away with a very, very basic insight. And the basic insight is what the Halacha is telling you is when it comes to Avodas Hashem, a person... It has a chiyuv of doing mitzvos, and it's a Torah law. A person can't start giving rationalization. Well, it's this, it's that. It ain't shum chachma levatel gzeres hamelech. And David HaMelech, the most powerful man in the world, he was neged Aaron Hashem. His personal consideration, his personal dignity, even in front of the handmaidens, the slaves, it meant nothing to him. And that's really what a person, when he's Omed Lifnei Hashem, and he has a mitzvah, and that's why it's a chok. It's a klein, because man can't understand, man doesn't know. We could try to understand, but we don't know for sure what the logic is. So in man's comprehension, he can't even understand it. That's why they take the case of a chok, and the most absurd case, where it could just go two steps and hide behind a closet. What's the problem? Or I could pick up a blanket. No, you have to immediately strip yourself. Why? Because when a person is a Omed Lifnei Hashem and he has that reality, and this is a mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, personal consideration plays no role. It's insignificant. There's no rationalization. Totally disregard it. Interesting halacha. Any questions? Yeah.
I understand how it answers all the problems.
Yeah.
With it being totally on the fact that what it appears like, that
yes,
it comes from the source.
Right.
But are you saying it had to... Because it seems like the basic idea that you're saying before answering the problems, it didn't have to be that it appears like that, just that even if you're standing totally alone and there's no...
Right, that's correct, because it goes by the objective. So, halacha always goes by the objective.
Right, so that's why I understand why all these other cases, it matters.
No, because we're not saying it goes by the objective, but we're saying what is the character of the Yisur. The character is not that Akash Baruch, of course, covered up Brios is a principle that rises, and a person has to consider covered up Brios. But what it's saying is you can't take it into consideration when it's overtly, when the character of it is Neged Hashem. The character of the mitzvah. Now, a person is alone, it doesn't change the character of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is still Neged Hashem. So that's what it was saying. We're saying it's not that Kavod HaBrios can't trump Doraisa. It does. By Tumi, you see it does. By Zakein L'Fame Kvodo, you see it does. It's not, but it means that when the halachic, there is no halachic, when it's overtly Neged Hashem and there's no justification, you see, then you can't offer any rationalizations.
Why is it overtly? I don't understand why.
Because that's a bizayon. Because it's a bizayon. We're concerned about kavod shemayim. Ein chol kavod rav. It's not lack of kavod. People won't look at it as a lack of kavod. See, it's chil Hashem. God doesn't care if you do a doraisa or a banan. But it's always in terms of a human of chil Hashem is always because you can affect other people. So the point is, you cannot demonstrate that you're makbid upon your kavod when it appears as you're disregarding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if it doesn't have that overt, outward appearance that you're disregarding the Torah, then kavod HaBrios you can consider. So for example, in Nisr Dorabanan, it's not, even though it emanates from Doraisa, but the character of the action, or Issa Mamono, even though it's clearly a Doraisa, but people don't care. Why? Of course God doesn't care. But you can't make, Chil Hashem means that you can't do an action which people would go ahead and they would try to now say, learn out certain things, and you're going ahead and you're saying the Kavod HaTorah is lacking. So it has to be that you're going ahead and it's an overt subordination of Kavod HaMakom. And that means it has to be to people's appearance. That's the way, that's the concept. It's an interesting concept. But the ancillary rule that you learn out is very important. It's a basic principle in being avodas Hashem and shomer Torah mitzvos. Person ein chachma vein etza vein tmuna neged Hashem. I mean, you know, that's why you see so many the conservative Jews and secular Jews, because they always question how can God Holocaust or. You cannot offer reality is God's reality. And man, all you can try to do is try to understand it, and you can the best you can, but you can't just go ahead and somehow say you can't understand it and therefore I reject it. It's an absurdity. Who are you to? Man can't comprehend how a cell works. A man can't comprehend the most basic things, and he's going to try to question, understand the Creator, to question the Gezeiras HaMakom. It's the Gezeiras HaMakom. That's it. It's clearly an onesh mashem. You have no choice. You have to accept it. That's the reality. All right. That's the story.
Sure.
Okay. I only gave my son one share off.